This is Akashwani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that left-wing extremism has restricted the development in the affected areas, but now the development is reaching to these regions under the Narendra Modi government. Mr. Shah stressed that anyone who takes up arms will be dealt with strictly and a bullet is answered with a bullet. He was replying to the discussion in the Lok Sabha under Rule 193 on efforts to free the country from left-wing extremism yesterday. The Home Minister said that Red Corridor was created by the Naxalites in 12 states and the rule of the law ended in the affected areas, highlighting the steps taken by the Modi government to free the country from left-wing extremism after 2014. Mr. Shah said, Naxalism has nearly ended in Chhattisgarh's Bastar region.
Today, Naxalism has been almost eradicated from Bastar. A campaign was launched to establish a school in every single village across Bastar. A drive was undertaken to open a ration shop in every village within the region. PHCS and CHCS have been established in every tehsil and panchayat. Aadhaar cards and ration cards have been issued to the people and they are now receiving 5 kilograms of food grains. The shadow of red terror loomed over the region. That is why development failed to reach them. Today, that shadow has been lifted and Bastar is now on the path of development.
After concluding yesterday's business, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day to meet again tomorrow. The Lok Sabha passed the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2025 with voice vote yesterday. The bill has been introduced to further amend the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code 2016 to address procedural delays and interpretational issues among companies and individuals. Replying to the discussion on the bill in the Lok Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code was never intended to function merely as a debt recovery mechanism, but as a framework to rescue viable businesses, resolve financial stress and preserve enterprise value. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with his Netherlands counterpart Rob Jetten yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, during their conversation, they discussed ways to further strengthen India-Netherlands ties. He added that the discussion also highlighted the potential of partnership in areas such as semiconductors, megawater projects, green hydrogen and talent mobility. Mr. Modi noted that both the leaders also exchanged views on the situation in West Asia and emphasized the need for early restoration of peace and stability in the region. Government has assured that amid the West Asia conflict, the country has sufficient stock of fertilizers. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi yesterday, Additional Secretary for Department of Fertilizers Aparna Sharma informed that the country's urea units are currently producing at 80% capacity. She said, during the Kharif season, the country requires 390 tons of fertilizers. Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma said, there is adequate availability of petroleum, diesel, LPG and PNG in the country. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has approved proposals from the state governments for procuring record quantities of pulses and oilseeds during the Rabi 2025-26 season at minimum support price MSP in Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Karnataka. The ministry said this procurement will be carried out under the price support scheme PSS and will provide relief to farmers from the compulsion of selling their crops at throwaway prices. It added that through the approved PSS proposals for Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Karnataka, a scientific and well-managed procurement at MSP of important pulse and oilseed crops like gram, masoor, mustard and kusum, sunflower will be ensured. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets in the third match at Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. Put into bat first, Chennai Super Kings were all out for 127 in 19.4 overs. For Rajasthan, Nandre Berger and Ravindra Jadeja scabbed 2 wickets each. In reply, Rajasthan Royals overhauled the score, losing just 2 wickets in 12.1 overs, riding on Vaibhav Suryavanshi's 52 or 17 balls. For Chennai, Anshul Kamboj grabbed both the wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.